you take my own county of Donegal as a good example of that. Donegal captures the failures of this government on this issue probably best than any other. It is the most deprived county on the island of Ireland, has got the highest unemployment rate, highest levels of deprivation, least disposable income in the state, yet it has got the highest levels of IPAS. It has got the highest levels of those seeking temporary protection for Ukrainian international applicants than anywhere else in the state. It's got the highest level of people benefiting from the ARP system. So how does a system like this come to pass? How does one of the poorest, one of the most neglected counties in the state actually end up with the highest concentration of people who themselves are under serious pressure? It is because this government does not have a plan. This government and the past government, which you are involved in, has allowed for speculation and profit to be the main driver in relation to this year. Sinn Féin has made it very clear that in relation to the location of these centres, they should not be in disadvantaged areas that don't have adequate resources. And that goes the same for Coolock or Clonmacnoise. But what we've had is a developer-led approach looking for higher profits by getting sites in disadvantaged and rural areas. It's a year and a half ago since I stood here and put amendments to the government in relation to the ARP scheme. At the time, I told you that it was putting pressure on the rental sector. At a time, I told you it was completely unfair for the state to pay the rent of somebody who was working in the factory and the person beside them who was working in the same factory earning the same wages having to pay their own rent. It's completely unfair. And yet the government not only renewed it that time, but renewed it again since. And that system is unfair, Minister. And since that time, 16 months ago, there has been an explosion of ARP accommodations in my own county of Donegal. It's gone up by three times. It went from 600 to over 2,000 today. So it's no wonder when people come knocking at my door or other TDs and they're saying, we can't find rental accommodation. But yet there's been 2,000 properties found in relation to Ukrainian who need accommodation, and they have been paid by the state, that there is a resentment in relation to that there. And That's not a resentment that was fostered by you, or a situation that was fostered by Ukrainians. It's the government who designed this scheme, which is wrong. So I'll finish in relation to that because my time is running out. But bar to say that there has been no considered management of migration that takes into account the ability or the capacity of communities to integrate those who make their homes here. And migration must be managed in the best interests of the people of Ireland. It needs to take into account the needs in terms of workers in key sectors such as health and others, including the challenges and the capacity in issues like housing and public service and the humanitarian response to those that are fleeing war and persecution.